All right, man. I'm
But
out, bro, man. You know what I'm saying? We
okay.
appreciate
All
y'all
right.
for pulling up, nigga.
You
It's
got to
been a
put that
great
kind of
show.
stuff in the email, bro. You got to put that
This
in the email.
out the mud, man. All right, man. I'll be hollering at y'all.
I'm
I'm
about
out
to
the
open.
open.
Is it being off the shoulder for me that's really taking me out?
Is it a filter?
Popping, my man. Popping, are you there?
What the hell?
What's up, bro? Hold
Oh.
on.
Why you put titties in it?
You
Why
say
you
what?
stuff the bra on it?
I can't tell. That's a filter.
What are you talking about? I didn't stuff anything. That's how he wore it.
Oh, okay. That's just you. Well, fill it up there, my boy.
The
My
problem
bro.
is you try to still thug it out by putting the two chains on it, and that's really
The two chain, the chain. Well, you can't get them chains off his neck.
I was
That's not
wondering why your
real.
camera wasn't on.
I think I've been hitting jokes for 2 years ago, nigga. You ain't even fat no more, nigga. Ain't got no
Damn,
cleavage. Ain't no cleavage. It's crazy.
this
That's
is
why do you have? Where are you going or coming from?
that's change
What do you mean? You don't like
your name, my nigga. Change your name now. We gotta update your name. That's crazy.
That's that works. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get you.
Era
Let me
more.
finish that.
What's up? What the hell
Adhere
is this?
Meneer.
It's the
Adhere
freckles
Meneer.
matching the fit for me.
Why is it a little hard? Stop leaning that hard into the camera.
Why you got on Cali outfit? What is happening right now?
Don't know what y'all talking about,
I've been okay with Cali wearing that. I wouldn't say a damn thing. That's cool. Is that the actual costume?
man. Hey, first of all,
I beat it
take
on
your
it.
flap down.
Nigga, they
That's
niggas,
how it
that's the
is, man. That's
whole
my
fit.
collar.
That's the
What do you
whole
want from
fit from
me?
the UD.
You
That
got
nigga
the
got the
step,
fit
Fifth
and
Element.
everything.
Fifth Element. Got the hair and
Oh, you don't
everything.
think we know where it's from?
I didn't know if you knew or not,
Oh
nigga.
no, we gotta know where that's from.
Are we sponsored this episode? Are they doing part two? Did you get casted?
Right,
What?
you taking this actorship too far, my boy.
Is there a shadow of a nigga with a gun behind you? I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Like, is there a silhouette of a do it, nigga, the whole live screen. Put the heels on. What the fuck is
I'm wearing it to DreamCon this weekend, and I wanted to try it
Oh.
on, but I tried it on like 10 minutes before we was gonna start because
DreamCon was
it
last weekend, bro. We don't want to hear that. You just
changed.
drive.
It's this weekend. We shoot a
Lot of
week
data.
before.
Lot of
But
data. This is Monday after. You
listen,
actually are late
the
today.
costume is expensive, so I'm gonna wear this bitch after DreamCon. I might pull up to the factory in it.
That is
You
hilarious.
know, it's supposed to be like anime-inspired outfits.
Yeah, you just wanted this.
See, that's a typical con. But DreamCon, you can wear any character inspired.
You can.
So you could have chose anything, and this is what you chose.
I see what you're trying to do. You're
Well,
trying to
I'm
bring
just
Black
asking
man down.
questions. I'm just asking questions.
We too close to Black history for me to acknowledge that. You're not finna bring a Black man down on
I'm
this
just
platform.
asking questions, bro. You family. I'm just asking
You
questions.
are a shade above bringing a black man down. You too light to be considered. Like you just made the cut of he okay. Let him do what he do.
John is hilarious.
He gonna pick a side.
John
He'll pick any
is.
side.
John gets up every morning, drops the kids off, and then goes to a parking lot to pretend he has a job so his wife won't know he's unemployed.
Here's the thing. Here's the real problem. They catching on.
Which is why he's doing this in the car right now.
People are starting to figure out what I'm up to, bro. I started to wear work clothes, like fake work clothes when I go places. But I
Oh,
nap,
true.
people are like, how many jobs do you have? I'm like, oh man, which one did I tell you? Yeah, get out of here. Late for work.
So y'all wouldn't wear a costume like this just out on a regular day.
Give me 1 second. You just pulled the mic up. You're gonna do the whole episode in this?
When does the nigga go to intermission for the commercial break? Because we could probably do
Hell
that now.
no.
We could do it now to add, so you can get you out of
I
that.
don't know what y'all talking about, man. You know what
All
I'm
right,
saying?
you're
Y'all
in
act like a nigga ain't fly out
the
here. A nigga's fly out here, you know what I mean?
Don't
To
stand up.
here.
Don't
What's
stand
up,
up.
though?
Oh my gosh.
What we doing? What we
No,
doing?
why are we standing up? Come
What we
on,
doing?
bro.
What we
Just
doing?
like sit down.
That nigga's trying to show off his legs, nigga.
Is it a onesie?
You got a little bulge happening in the bodysuit. That's
I'm be honest with you.
unnecessary.
I'm gonna be honest with you. This bitch don't leave nothing to the imagination. Okay? This bitch don't leave nothing to the
You don't need
imagination.
a little armed guard at
We got security. We do have security to walk around with us, but I ain't gonna hold you. This motherfucker, I might have to
I
wear. I'm gonna have to print out a blur and tape it to this part right here because it leaves nothing to them. Man, I don't know how y'all be wearing these one pieces.
I mean,
I don't know how y'all do the shit.
Mine's a little round down there, so you know, yeah, it's I just how you gotta have a lot up top. You gotta drop the cleavage so that they don't really notice the bulge down there. You
know? Moose knuckle. Moose knuckle. That's my shit. Like camel paw. Bison balls. That's what I'm rocking with right there. I got bison balls all below my belly button.
So I saw the Tigger video.
No, man. Let's talk about these balls, man.
No, hell no.
The Tigger video was a little crazy, man, because he was trying to get his phone back. But
that was some bullshit right there, man. And then whoever that little boy is in that video need to be ashamed of themselves for yelling like that.
Mr. Tigger, let's go. Mr. Tigger just sounded crazy.
And yeah. Why so much was that his over on the ground?
Was that his son recording that?
I don't know who that was. It sounded like it was her friend. Because his son wouldn't call him Mr.
That's
Tigger.
That's what I'm saying. Who was just calling him Mr. Tigger?
I think it was her friend.
That boy's name is James.
As a team, we tried to move on, and I can't. I'm not.
It's the George Washington wig. I can't get over. What?
Just take that part off.
I think I could focus if you didn't have that thing on.
Just throw a shirt on. On top of all that shit, just put a shirt on.
So everybody can be comfortable and we can focus on the show at hand. I'm gonna change after the first intermission, after the first commercial, first ad break. I'll change.
There's no way you're gonna get that off in the time. Let me tell you viewing audience, these intermissions don't be as long as y'all be watching. It's gonna take him way too long to get that off. He's gonna have to wear his outfit the rest of the
day. I guarantee you won't. I'm just gonna throw on my shorts. And that's my t-shirt be good top. To go.
Hey, put on a tall t-shirt.
Short. You could just take the top part off.
This is why, as men,
there's no top part. It's one piece, BT.
All that is Velcro. Connected. That's not Velcro. You can't just pull it off.
Look, like that's sold into it, bro. That's part. Look, you see how all of this moves?
Got a onesie, though.
First of all, Sheldon, you ain't have to do that. You ain't have to do that, Mr. Calhoun.
Which way did you get into it? From above?
That nigga put in one foot and then put in the other.
And then shimmied up. And then
what's
your
shoe?
And then
what's
he jumped.
The shoe choice? Time.
Yeah, he had to jump with that bitch on.
You got dressed like a Teletubby. That's crazy.
Then he put the little hair piece on.
Then he strapped that bitch on. His feet out. Ain't no shoe choice. His feet out. That's the crazy part.
I had to get my neighbor to come over to zip me up in the back.
You got the Prince platform.
He seen that collar on the back. Like, nigga, do you see the collar, nigga?
Imagine while y'all bullshitting, I'm going to Pips later on today, and let me tell you something, them old bitches ain't gonna know what to do with a nigga. They ain't gonna know what to do with a nigga.
The jazz club ain't gonna let you in with that on, bro.
Yeah.
There's too many old heads and there were cigars. Hey, young blood.
What if we never got...
Take that off.
What if we never got no more rush hours, and this was the last time we saw Chris
Tucker? Man, that would be so hurtful for his career.
Listen, man, Chris Tucker was in my opinion, Rush Hour was his best acting outside of, what else was he in outside of Air Jordan? Did he do Silver Linings? He did Silver Linings, right?
Money Talks.
Money Talks.
I know the comedies, but when it comes to like drama or action, I think this was his best theatrical performance.
Dead Presidents.
Yeah, Dead Presidents. He was called.
He knows that. He knows that.
Okay.
Yeah. Rush
Hour. Even though he was funny in there, but he still played like a serious role and shit.
Look at Callie's disgust on her face. Look how sad Callie is for you.
Because I walk around with this man in real life as a friend, and I'm just like, this is what you do at home?
See,
I thought it was some July 4th.
Wait,
founding father.
Does this make it better?
No.
Oh, man, that make it even worse, dog.
I thought you was trying to be like a sexy George Washington, and now I'm confused.
It's a sexy George Washington.
I do feel July like just an paired. Earring. Like you don't have like a dangly.
That is certainly earring. The first through fifth president's hairstyle.
I'm getting mad looking at this shit.
Rudy Rowe got bitches. I don't know if y'all remember Fifth Element, but he was fucking on the ship. First day, okay, after he did the show, after takeoff, Rudy Rowe was fucking.
There was alien.
They got the cruising outs too. So don't hate on the players.
They was alien bitches. It's different.
No, it was a black chick. Well, she might have been like purple, but he still got the yams.
You got tattoos in bad bitch locations. That's what make the outfit strange. It looked like you really.
Are them tiger stripes on your shoulders?
Notice. I'm like, hey, Shawty with the tattoos. Huh? That's what I feel like.
Are them tiger stripes on your shoulders?
He's like an off-duty stripper, bro.
Over top of your neck, right here, back here. Are them tiger stripes? What is
he? He's a stripper at a grocery store. His That's wings, what he looks like,
bro.
Right,
they're wings that go all the way over my back.
Nigga, them look like tiger stripes.
I got leopards and tiger stripes in this in the same encampment.
I was wondering. I didn't know what it was at first. I thought it was something on your screen, but then I looked. I said, and then he made the comment about the tattoos. I say, so those are tiger stripes.
It's a scared tiger holding onto his back, like, oh no.
Is that a zipper in the front?
Oh no, the leopard is gayer than my stripes.
Is this a tiger right here?
Hell no.
All right, guys, I think this is about as good a spot as any for us to jump into the first topic of the day. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to all of our special guests that we got here. We got a whole brand new boy right here. No strangers except for Mr. Sheldon, Sheldon Calhoun, Chicago's finest. You know what I'm talking about? We also got John Grimes back in the building, Callie Scott back in the building, and Mr. Fuck Books himself, BT Kingsley, in the building. Representing for the OG squad, I'm to hear more, a.k.a. Ruby Road. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Cash App is easily one of my favorite apps ever, all right? When I need money from family, they can Cash App me. When I need to give money to friends and family, I Cash App them. No excuses. When I go hang out with friends and I need the money to pay for everything, hey, I ain't got no cash on me, Keenan, but you got that Cash App on you. That's what you got up on you. I'm gonna need that bread ASAP, player. Cash App can do way more than what you think too, okay? It can make your money work for you. If you direct deposit at least $300 in paychecks each month and use the Cash App card for purchases, you can earn interest on your savings, all right? No hidden fees, no minimum balance requirements. Also, you can hit your savings goals even faster by turning on roundups, all right, on your Cash App card. With roundups, every purchase you make using the card is rounded up to the nearest dollar, and that spare change is automatically put into your savings, okay? Don't let your money sit around and gather dust. Make it work for you. Take advantage of interest savings on Cash App today. And check this out. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up. And send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank. Member FDIC and the Bancorp Bank, N.A., pursuant to license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Cash App green features, savings, direct deposits, roundups, overdraft coverages, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure.
All right, here we go. First topic of the day, we have, would you rather play every instrument versus speak every language?
What the?
The Hamburglar is a crazy choice. The Grizzly Burglar, I guess. Whatever you
want. Oh, no, that boy's for sure the Hot Dog Burglar.
That's crazy.
That is the Glizzy Burglar.
So speak every language, God. Or...
I'm gonna go. What the fuck, man?
I'm gonna go, July.
I'm gonna go speak every language.
October or nothing. Just really.
Look at his stupid ass face.
Is this your day two outfit?
Do you send this to your like, hey, role play, baby? I got these outfits. Ooh, I want you. I'm gonna pick you up.
I got my lady a costume as a Big Mac, and I chase her around the house.
Yeah, just around the house and eat her.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is, oh, he acted it out. That's crazy. The commitment to the bit is wild.
It's not even a full run. It's a creep by.
Now, what shoes do you pair with that goofy ass outfit? So the pandas or the right, threes? So
I got boots to go. I got boots to go with both of them. I might rock.
Let me see. The people downstairs.
Docks up there.
Picture.
So I'm going to rock those yellow docks probably with this one right here. And then there's some black combat boots that I'm going to rock because I got the
black combat boots.
for the Rudy Rowe because it got the leg parts. It's got like splats that go over that match the leopard print.
You my just concern. Knock people, the people that live below you, you just knock their TV off the wall. I want you to know that.
my concern is he has more outfits, dog. We got three segments.
Just damage they ceiling fan.
What? Hey, man, listen. What's going on, fellas? Y'all don't like
I don't even remember the question, bro.
I didn't even hear the topic. I can't, your outfit's so loud. I didn't even hear what you said.
And you're so skinny. Why you pick such a fat costume?
Why your mask don't fit? Your head is more than enough. What's going
he
on?
He bought it before he lost all his weight.
Is the string loose? Did you ain't got no give on the slack?
The strap part is up here. So this part just got to just, I got to put like some.
This is the impossible like burger.
Contact tape. No, double-sided tape right here.
You got a big head, but your face skinny. So it's like, it's narrow right there. Like you're trying to slide through a wall.
Like that dude on the first.
What are we doing? Oh, yeah.
That's the gate.
It's not a real tie. Like, hey, I've seen everybody but Sheldon dress regularly. Okay, John, you were wearing a construction vest, nigga. You thought that was a good idea as a fashion choice. You was like, a pop of color. Who the fuck wears a crossing board vest to a show? You did it multiple times, nigga. So let's not act. You were trying to sell it as merch. You wanted everybody to be highlighted yellow. Walking down the fucking street.
Let him have it here.
Fuck down, buddy.
I did a multi-city
tour. Y'all know it's a crossing guard. They have to work in the morning. They work in the morning. Then they got about 7 hours off. And then school is out. Then they got to go back up. That's what the nigga doing in the car.
Yeah.
I'm on post.
Yes, nigga.
Come on, cross.
Now, can we get back to the topic at hand? Just be a little serious. We're at work. We got a job to do. Just ask y'all to be serious. Jesus Christ.
How's that hat staying on? See, I said big head, skinny face, but your head is staying on somehow. Shaped like Bart Simpson. That's crazy. You got that Bart Simpson silhouette. But go ahead, brother. What was the top?
What's the question, bro?
BT, we seen your fashion choices too. Okay.
Listen, we not.
No, ain't no listen shit.
What's up?
Okay?
What's
we already what had a meeting about you wearing
at hand.
You wore velour.
Cali cities distraction.
No, let's get back on that velour ass outfit you had. I walked by velour, and I was like,
it's 108 degrees outside.
Hey, Sheldon, man, where you at, man? We didn't get to meet you. I haven't met you yet.
And he had it in multiple colors. He had the nerve to go back to the store and get more.
I'm out here in Baldwin Hills right now, man.
Oh, nice, man. Baldwin Hills.
Nah, fuck Baldwin Hills. BT even put on basketball shoes or anything.
Fuck Baldwin Hills.
BT be in hooper shoes no matter what, bro. Crack me up.
Did that nigga just leave camera again? Is he finna change another outfit?
Kelly, your hair looks nice.
Thank you.
No, don't try to change the topic. So the topic is play every instrument versus speak every language.
Got it. Cool. Let's talk about that.
You could ask for a velour sweater in every language. Is that not a dream?
Nigga be in Jamaica, hot as hell, with his little velour outfit.
It's not hot.
Nigga, as soon as he get off the plane, hey, my man, brother, y'all mind. Velour? Y'all got...
I got a couple of bedazzled t-shirts, too. He still be rocking
No. I see a couple of bedazzled. Remember the sweatshirts with the bedazzled strings? He had the strings inside of the sweatshirt bedazzled.
Who made them?
Paul Kani, I guess. I don't know. Somebody. He getting that shit.
That ain't classy. Even Ed Hardy in them.
He getting the shit class.
Hey, to hear you, hilarious. What about Cali, though? What about Cali?
Cali, remember when you used to wear a scarf as a head wrap?
What about Cali, though?
Y'all met BT within the last 5-6 years.
I know BT.
This is for over 10 years. I remember when BT was wearing two watches on his wrist.
Hey, listen.
Because he said, I got two watches on and I still ain't got time for you host games.
Listen, BT is the comedy show.
Listen.
What up next? BT King there, buddy. The Hunger Games. Nigga be the Hunger Games out here.
BT might be the most brilliant comedian because BT will wear a tight ass sweater, right?
Then so he listen, go on stage, man. Hey, listen.
And he would be like, all right, listen. At some point during the set, I'm gonna get tired of sucking my stomach in, and he would just let it come out. This Yo. Nigga pre-planned.
He would wear that. I would think like that's a snug tee. But then he would go boom. I'm like, how did he do that? How was he holding that long, bro? It's so impressive, bro. A
line of females.
He a mutant, bro.
After
you can't get that. Listen,
the women love BT.
So where'd you get the outfits from, man? Where, just in case people want to shop the outfits?
He a shapeshifter. He's majestic. That's a majestic body.
Where's control. How's Meg doing? I haven't talked to Meg in a while.
Meg is on a cruise to, I forgot where she said she was going. Something boring.
Meg, we miss you.
Yeah. Well, John, you asked for an application in every
Instruments, right? So the instruments is very talented. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you can play every instrument, it shows a sign of intellect. It's kind of like you be Prince vocally. Instrumentally.
BT would walk into the concert. Is that a word? Like
instrumental. That is not a word. That is not a word.
I was going to ask.
And playing. Walk in. You're like,
instrumentally?
Who next? Am I next? I think
BT had a scarf off.
You had a real big scarf there, didn't you?
The languages. Now, if you was gonna do the languages, that allowed for travel and for you to be able to communicate.
It could save your life in Mexico.
Yeah,
he would take a pack of tropical Skittles and just storm on his shoes and then come in the club. He was like,
I was cold one time and we were standing outside and I was like, man, can I get your scarf? And he said, it's part of the fit and let me freeze.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go languages because
that nigga wouldn't give you the scarf.
He said, you don't want to cover them titties. That's the outfit. And
languages would probably warm. Be the best, the best pick. You know, not between the two. I'm thinking the same.
I think if I go languages, because, you know.
BT has never tried to keep the conversation going about the topic this hard.
You can do any language. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Sheldon, you can get in on this. I don't know if you've seen BT before, but I can send you pictures. I got
you,
pictures.
You would be able to do like the little phone. Clips.
I can send you some. So you can partake in this. Like,
some of those African dialects have like different clicks and noises. You could do those.
Sometimes he would use the blanket to cover his plates to go. He would just take the scarf off and cover his plate and just walk away like this. Like, all right, y'all, stay blessed now.
America has a lot going on as a country. So being able to speak other languages, I can leave. You know what I mean?
I was just thinking, if you use seven different languages, that's you could go on seven different
continents. You really could get away with your scarf. You just vanish into the air.
BT and me used to be about the same size. And he used to get these scarves from Zara. Now, I knew I couldn't fit shit in Zara. I'm like, how was this nigga shopping in Zara? But he was only getting the scarves out of Zara.
How much was the scarves running you for back then, BT?
He had to know somebody working there. He had an employee discount because there's no way he spent $7,000 at Zara.
That's how many scarves you had?
Of scarves.
He would buy the cheaper one so he could tear them up like Hulk Hogan at the end of the set. He'd be like, thank you for coming out tonight.
Now, John showing off, tearing up all of that shit that you're going to need to wipe down your kid's hands with. Now, your kid's going to get in the car, snotty nose, sticky hands, and you ain't going to have nothing to wipe them because you wanted to get your little fucking jokers off, buddy. Okay? That's what's going to happen.
I'm gonna take their mama. Said,
nigga, you know you're gonna need them napkins later.
Nigga. I'm gonna need them. Better gas mileage.
When you, those are bathroom that those came out of the paper towel thing. That ain't
these
like
are Scott.
That ain't
these like, are Scott was yeah. He's industrial.
Hell no. Them the ones with the ripped edges at the bottom. So you know he pulled.
Look like this.
Perforated. Perforated. Absolutely.
Hell no. Oh, the car, oh, Dad, you got a napkin? Ah, I actually don't try to use it now to make it worth this while. Don't try.
I have more. I have more.
Nigga said, yeah, I'm gonna hit the bathroom again.
Oh man, y'all wally. I forgot about the garbage,
park
bro.
That he's parked at.
This is a nigga that live at that bathroom just looking at you take the paper towels out of that holder like you.
Hold up. You missed it. Shelly
was taking photos. You just gonna sit over there and do that in front of me. In front of my eyes. In my house.
Nigga, they're stealing out my crib.
Shelly was making fun of Carly was earlier. You missed it to hear, man. He's talking about niggas living in cars, bro. Crazy.
No, I was not. I did not
shame,
say that.
Shame him for that, bro.
No,
un-house.
I did not. No, 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 no.
Un-house niggas,
all I said was, man, you not hot in there. Because I'm like, I'm sure it's hot outside.
My
like,
home is
and you ain't just got your car running with your air on and shit. Because it's too... You know what I'm saying? I wasn't saying it like, damn.
Sheldon, you ain't got to take up for him. He didn't vote for Kamala, bro.
What?
John Grimes voted for the other dude. Bro.
You ain't vote for the black lady?
No, man. He don't. Kidding, no. He look like he protect black women.
You know what? He I can see a sense of predatoriness.
We not doing this with a nigga in a costume today, bro. No, yeah. I had a bro.
How you got that yellow dot underneath the brim of your hat?
It was a gift.
John would have an apartment if he give up that matcha subscription. Can't give up that matcha, bro.
Man, all my money gets spent on OnlyHands, bro.
OnlyHands?
Yeah. Fuck feet. I like to see manicures. You
know mm-hmm. No, hands. I don't like that at all. I'm gonna be upfront about that. I don't like that at all.
You gotta do stuff with it, like unlock doors, grab dishes. I'm into the
like labor.
Man, he doing a bunch of house shit. You got unlocked doors.
She said he into labor. You got
open fridges. Oh yeah, open that fridge. Oh,
all the shit that he don't do.
That nigga into masculine women.
That nigga loves all the shit that OnlyHands is a site that's for lesbians that's doing real stuff like changing tires, opening Subaru doors, stretching out your panels. Yeah, that's what John like. Yeah. That's
rearranging toolkits and
change his door hands. Let me see you change the door hands.
She just hold up a socket. She just hold up a socket.
The DIY hands.
It's that screwdriver, like.
Yeah.
DIY hands.
That nigga like them DIY hands. Like,
he cheating got hit. Johnny got hit. You know you next.
Oh, so you guys, tricky. We have to get to the next segment. So what was your vote?
Oh, now you want to go to the next segment.
Oh, Kelly, your
vote? Oh, now she want to go to the next segment.
Here's the thing, right? I don't have a husband, so I feel like if I learn all the languages, I'll get the best quality husband.
Can you put your hands back in the screen real quick so John can see?
These hands don't labor. He's gonna hate them. He's not gonna like these at all.
That nigga like rough soft, hands. Soft like hands. Like hands that do shit.
Soft like hands, yuck.
Soft like hands, yuck.
I got what
put the things to work, girl.
Hey man, y'all didn't even try to answer this question. Every language.
Every language.
Versus what again? What was the other option?
Play every instrument. Oboe, saxophone, clarinet.
Instrument. I love music too much.
Trash can.
Banjo.
You can probably do. Wait, I might switch my. I think I might go with the instruments.
Because you don't music even want to know what they speak.
Music universal, bro. Yeah, like
yeah. You. Them. That's a lot of that. You could probably get some money with that. You just walk in. I would love to just walk in and flip my tails and just sit at a piano in any mall in America. That'd be
literally
get
some money translate.
You get some money translate.
But that don't sound like fun.
I'm working for somebody.
Man, you know how much that fun that'd be. You know, you can lie and everything. They don't know what you're saying.
And ASL is a language too, American Sign Language. So you can be a sign language interpreter at concerts. So you get to hear all the free concerts.
Yeah, language. But you gotta dance. I wanted the drummer.
You do not have to fucking dance as an ASL.
You do.
Remember the nigga Waka Flocka thought old girl was dancing next to him and shit? And she over there just doing his music. She like, he gonna go over there with her, like, yeah.
That's because sign language has different dialects. And so it's kind of like they're doing an accent when they're okay. All right. Well, I'm smart.
They got slang.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you had an accent from sign language.
Mm-hmm. If they have different, like, they have like an Eastern, and also like sign language is not universal. So like when they say American Sign Language, it's like English, but like California English. But
so if you doing sign language with somebody Nigerian, when you doing your shit, do it look like it sound like, oh Jesus Christ?
I don't know. You say in sign language.
You're like, wait, don't do this in like the different dialects.
How do you say email? How do you do emailing?
Can you do sign language?
I went to college. Paint your hands a different sign color like
when
a
you
year.
Do it for East Nigerian.
What?
Can you do sign language?
I took a year. I can do a little bit.
What do you mean his accent is sign language? You mean like country niggas, could they do y'all instead of like y'all? Like what do you mean?
It's like British people have their own sign language. Like, and if you like grow up in LA, like you have like a different shorthand. So like you can like, so sign
ooh,
language.
You can bang on a nigga in sign language.
Don't say hands. Graham just got excited.
Yeah, look,
he was all linked up to
yeah,
the front.
You work. You didn't say you work in ASL. That's work. Graham's
going to get a job trying to be a sign language interpreter just so he can see niggas' hands.
Soon as she said she did ASL, that nigga John said.
Oh, you translate.
That nigga hit one of these.
He grabbed his aloe and lanolin. Go ahead. Tell me a story.
Hell no. All right, listen, let's just put it to a vote, man. Final answer right here. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. John, what you going with?
Instruments. Handwork.
Tilted.
Every goddamn language.
Every language. BT.
Instruments. I'm gonna be behind Tim's playing the drums, watching her do the thing.
That's quite an aspiration, huh?
Allie.
Language.
I think I'm gonna go with every instrument as well. I'll be the coldest nigga playing the oboe. You'll never see that shit again. All right, we're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Fellas, what do women want and need, huh? Look, I'm not exactly sure, but I know when the vibe is right, a good, consensual, dang-a-lang appointment ain't never hurt nobody, all right? Be her rock with Blue Chew. They're sponsoring the podcast and sponsoring your bedroom, so keep it rocking, baby. And with their new arousal boosting formula, you're getting turned on mentally and hard physically, all right? Bricked up in the brain and bricked up in the body. Call me Bricked Up Bank, baby. Blue Chew Go is better sex in a tablet. They combine 4 ingredients into 1 powerful solution, all right? 2 ingredients to get you hard physically and 2 to support arousal and desire in the brain. It works fast. And you know it lasts. So fellas, have a complete experience in the bedroom with Blue Chew Gold. There's a reason Blue Chew is the number one brand for better sex, all right? Experience it yourself at BlueChew.com. And look, we've got a special deal for our listeners, all right? Right now, when you buy 2 months of Blue Chew Gold, you get the third free with promo code SQUAD, all right? That's promo code SQUAD, SQUADD. You will also receive an additional 10% off, plus free overnight shipping on your first order, all right? Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the pod and the bedroom.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather wear the same outfit every day versus let your IG followers pick what you wear every day?
Oh, he's regular.
No. It's a YN outfit. He don't wear t-shirts like that.
What is that, a Gucci hat?
No. Bottoms on.
The outfit that you would wear every day is always clean. It's just multiple of those in your closet. just pull out same shirt, same jeans every day. Versus your audience, your followers, they have an inventory, access to your inventory of all your clothes, all your attire, and they get to pick it. Somebody get this day, somebody get this day. Which one y'all going with?
I'm gonna go with that one because that seems very challenging and it seems fun.
It's only your clothes. They can't pick wild stuff. Cause some
you know what I kind of like that.
Wear a loop.
I kind of like that. Yeah, yeah. You know what? We're gonna change it. So your IG followers get to pick whatever outfit they want you to wear. You have to wear that day, or wear the same thing every day like a cartoon character.
But they wore the outfit though. No, they didn't actually put it on, but they wore something in the same aesthetic. They'd be like, "You look good in what I had on Tuesday."
That's not what happened.
Yep.
Well, Tier, why you dress like me? Ooh. Right now.
He tilted his head like you.
It looked like you just put on my outfit. You got all costumes, no idea what you're talking about. You came in as a stay-at-home dad as your third outfit. What's going on, man?
John, I have no idea what you're talking about. Stay in
car dad. We want to be inclusive.
Stay in car dad is hilarious.
That is
fucking you dress like me next.
Hey, BT, man, I thought we weren't doing no shaming.
If you put on a Cali cleavage outfit, that's crazy. If you do that next.
He had that on the first segment.
Well, then he got to come back in a hell of scars.
Where's his chains? Where did your chains go?
He cut them. He don't want to get robbed at home.
Oh, they under his neck. Okay, they under the shirt. I see it. All right.
He got a fold that he
put on to cover up his slutty tattoos.
His tiger stripe go all the way to the top of his neck.
Yeah,
I don't even know if that's a tiger, bro. It might be a Game of Thrones dragon. You gotta ask that nigga.
Oh, this boy flex. This boy put on the Netflix hat on your dog ass.
Oh shit. Okay. Well,
everybody can't buy that baby. You got to be on the list.
You know a nigga in the Santee Alley that'll do it for $12.
I tell you what, that's not a bad hat, bro. That's not a bad hat, right?
I don't even know where mine is.
I'm just trying to put on a black and white hat to be more close to yours, John. That's all I was trying to do. This hat actually works better. Yeah.
You're missing the creepy smiley face sticker underneath it.
This is the first and last time I'll ever try to dress like John.
What changes did you make to the question, Tahir?
All right, so initially, your IG followers could pick an outfit from what you already have in your inventory. But now they get to pick whatever outfit they want to see you in. And so that's the change.
So they could tell us to wear the shit you had on when we first came on here.
Exactly. They could do that. You could be Ruby Rose.
I think I'm going to go with the same outfit every day.
Mm-hmm, see?
You're going to be a Simpsons character?
Yep.
Fuck it.
Black shirt, black jean, white forces.
Call me Patrick Starr. I can't do the same shirt.
Black shirt, white jeans? You say black shirt, white jeans?
I said black shirt, black jean, white forces.
Why would you wear white forces with the black on black? Why not do white shirt, black jeans, white forces?
Because black, come on, man. Black forces is not a real thing, bro.
It's a certain kind of
only when they got the red Supreme sign on the side.
Yeah, I've seen people trying to make this a thing.
Those may be acceptable.
I ain't never had a productive conversation with a Black Force nigga.
Black Forces are certifiable kitchen shoes.
Would you go if you went out on a date with somebody and they came out to the car with Black Forces on? What's your first response?
A woman?
I know what kind of night I'm about to have.
Why would
you
be wearing Black Forces?
You say,
why would a woman be wearing Black Forces?
She might be about that life.
Well, we're not going
she might be
far.
About that life.
We ain't going
far. Or go with an outfit. Maybe she, you know what I'm saying? She a tomboy. She like we forces.
I'm going to take her to the liquor store, some chips, and some Jersey Mike's. And we ain't going far. Put on whatever show she like. I'm sure it's Tyler Perry.
You gotta look with the outfit. You gotta think about all the places you gonna go, and you gotta be in this specific outfit
every time. Mm-hmm.
Every time.
So now,
if I have the outfit on, can I adjust once I'm out with it. Like, let's say if it has a jacket, am I allowed
to? Yeah, nigga, you can add a scarf to every outfit.
That seemed like the question. That seemed like the question he was asking.
That's a good question.
Yeah, because if you question. Just put on black shirt, black pants, and you know, white forces, you can't go to no formal events. You can't.
Yeah, you can.
You know what I'm, you know what? If you wore that Michael Jackson outfit, you could go anywhere with that outfit. The black jacket with the white tee underneath and the slacks.
You would think
the dress shoes. I'd rock that shit every day. Yeah, I'd probably every get day. Out. I could get away with that at most places.
Let me wait. Can I take the jacket off while I'm out or no?
If you hoop,
is the jacket part of the outfit?
I wear the jacket. I wear the hoop in the house. I got the outfit on. But sometimes when I'm out, I might take the jacket off. But by the time I come back in the house, I always put it back on.
There you go. Yeah. You can do that.
If we can add a jacket, I could do an outfit because the titties got to come outside for sure. And this question is sexist because that's not fair. These is not. I have different kinds of titties, like weekend titties and weekday titties.
You got different kinds of titties?
You're talking about
titties. Explain that to John because he wants to know.
One at a time, each titty. He said they're different. So I was just curious.
It's the cleavage amount for the occasion.
Acceptable.
It varies.
But you gonna have to pick a blouse that is.
See, Tahir knows the titty ratio thing. He has to go through that himself. So,
hey, BT,
ain't that about a bitch? Sheldon out here. All right, I'm putting this business out here. This nigga got ran out of Chicago. That nigga was in Chicago stealing Harold's. And he got ran out of Chicago. Oh, that's why the nigga is all in heels. All right, I threw it out there, nigga, since we put the niggas' business out there.
Actually, I was stealing Uncle Raymond's. I'm from the West Side.
Oh, snap. West Side. Where my wallet at?
They should thank you for that sugary ass chicken. God damn, that chicken tastes like a candy apple.
If you had a chance to hit Beyonce, but you had to wear the first costume Tahir had on, would you put it on to do it?
If she would fuck me in it, yes.
You gotta wear it though the whole time.
I don't, man. It's Beyonce.
That's your one outfit forever though.
Man, outfit, baby.
So we gonna wear the Fifth Element outfit to hit Beyonce and then stay in it,
bro. Damn. I wouldn't even look. Here's you gotta think about the why. You would live the rest of your life, and people, and once people found out, you wouldn't have to say them like, why you always got the outfit on? That's the outfit that nigga hit Beyonce in. He'd be like, oh shit, he hit Beyonce.
Hey, this is why Beyonce won't let y'all like, have
I'll wear that motherfucker too.
Like, I'm never watching this hand again. That's the outfit I thought there is, so I can't change.
Dally, you gotta wear that outfit, but you get to smash. I don't know who the dude is. Give me one of them guys.
Don't say me.
John.
That nigga said, don't say me, like she was gonna say him.
Throw her lip, right? She said, y'all name somebody. Y'all name somebody instead.
That nigga thought he had a shot.
Yeah.
Who would it be for you, Kelly? Would it be Idris Elba, Michael B. Jordan?
You know,
four niggas, bro.
You know what? I'll take one of those.
Nigga.
She want a regular nigga, bro. Just make him like regular.
Yeah, I'm going to nigga in some Black Forces, though. If we talking about just a hit, the Black Forces nigga, I'm going to have a good time.
That nigga just walked past her, right now.
The Herm comes to pick you up. He got on Black Force.
He said, well, you said to her?
Shout out to her. Shout out to her.
Hell no.
Oh, man. That's crazy. That's what he's going to say. That's crazy. You going to let me hit her? You going to let me hit
her? Herm comes up. He says, Callie, you
Ah, she left.
Damn.
She left like me. She threw a K up and bounced.
That's crazy. She threw a scarf in the air and disappeared.
Also, in sign language, a K is like this. That's interesting. John!
Look at him trying to look at them hands. He's like, sign
that's
language.
Crazy. Oh, I didn't notice that part.
Sign language.
Only hands was a horrible idea.
My hands went up. That nigga trying to say, what we doing?
I'm going to start the app, bro.
You can't get that close to the camera, bro. You got on mascara. This is like the Undertaker.
You have great skin, man. What are you talking about?
Let's put it to a vote, man.
Listen, man. Black shirt, black jeans, maybe a nice watch. a little, possibly a chain and bracelet, a black jacket, white forces. The white forces make sure you clean. White forces.
And you can pick the same outfit. We got to know what the outfit is too. So just keep that in mind.
I can wear that anywhere. I can wear that to a wedding. I can wear that to a show. I can wear that to the movie. I can wear that everywhere.
Yeah, he's not going to be getting invited.
Everybody looks stupid as hell hooping in that shit. But other than that,
BT, you're not hooping anymore. That's,
you're right.
That's, BT, that's, you still be hooping?
No,
nigga, no. He parks in a handicap spot. Wish this nigga would. Trying to take off.
Is he allowed to bring scarves? Are we allowing accessories? Because him having a different scarf every day is a different outfit.
Oh, he can't have a different scarf. We're not doing that.
It's gonna be a black scarf.
Black scoop. Black Gucci. It's chill. Black Gucci.
John, black, what you doing?
Black
you doing
Gucci. Reflective vest? Black Gucci print.
Same outfit.
No green red.
Vest. I'm wearing a white tee vest. Some denim jeans. Raw denim jeans.
Raw denim?
Are
you cosplaying as a construction worker? What the fuck is happening?
Raw denim with the vest. It's a black vest, the like Stone Cold. The black Stone Cold vest with the
nice
fitted white Stanford. And then the white, maybe some white forces or some white Margiela's. But yeah, that would be my everyday outfit.
I don't like anything that you just said. I don't like any parts of your outfit. My
vest was on the top of your list.
He went there. It was so fast, BT. He had vest locked and loaded before he even started with the rest.
Vest was before the shoes.
It's sports formal, bro.
Sports formal?
Sports formal, yes.
This nigga is diabolical. I knew John was different when I saw him wearing the vest one time and he had it tucked in. I say, this nigga's a sick individual.
A tucked in vest?
Yeah,
a
tucked in vest.
No way.
It was buttoned and tucked.
No, I don't believe it.
I say, you are a pervert.
John, is it
lying on you? You was going away
what era.
John, tell me he's lying on you.
I don't know what era he saw me in. He's seen a lot of eras, Sheldon, bro.
White, he had on a white tee, had on a black vest, tucked in some sweatpants, and he had on some Timberland boots. Okay. I was like, what's going on at home?
Was y'all burying the body?
Sheldon, it was a pool party.
What the fuck?
It was a pool party, bro.
Sweatpants is crazy. There's no way I'd wear
it. It was a pool party, bro.
Hey, John, man, I'm not gonna sit here and believe these lies.
That was libel right there. I can sue him for that outfit description. That is, sweatpants and boots is crazy.
You can't sue me for defamation if it's something you wore or an iteration of something you wore. And that is an iteration of something
you
wore.
It was close, but that was a little far when you said sweatpants.
It shouldn't have been nowhere near close, John.
Oh,
this nigga dresses like TLC in the 90s, Kelvin.
That nigga said it was close, like that was good. No.
Why did you go through your mental Rolodex? It was like, ooh, and a vest.
That nigga said, okay, start off with
that.
Let's lay that out.
He's obsessed with Left Eye from TLC's fashion choices. This nigga will have on the one-piece mechanic suit, but to his waist, and then tie the arms
with the cool behind his hat.
This is the important question. What material is that vest made out of?
Leather.
If it's leather...
My
nigga said Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know exactly what vest Stone Cold Steve Austin wore.
You don't get a WWE. What about your friends?
That nigga got a WWF vest.
Why you run out of breath saying Austin?
John, you married. Like somebody chose this life forever.
Stone Cold Steve. He said Stone Cold Steve Austin. How you lose air? Steve Austin. Who is Steve Austin?
So I creep out and having a escaping on and
out. The 90s was a great decade.
I can say a vest.
It's the greatest decade of the last 100 years, bro. 90s is the greatest decade.
The best for romance
play. R. Kelly used to wear a vest too. Jodeci used to wear a vest.
Nigga, you
are all bad wrong choices.
All bad choices.
Nigga, what are you talking about? That's what his wife is into. R. Kelly used to wear a vest.
Chris, y'all messing up his romance at home. This is what he's doing at home in the bedroom. Y'all not seeing the vision.
Nigga, you picked the immediate wrong name to choose. Nigga say R. Kelly used to wear.
You from Chicago. You know you fuck with the.
That's
best.
Exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Don't pick him.
Y'all still rock with him in the city. Y'all fuck with
nigga,
him in the city.
I mean, his music is timeless, man. But the nigga did some fucking terrible shit.
John, yeah. You always
do other choices, including fashion, were not the highlight of his career. That's the point we're talking about.
John, you always do other shirt.
Baby,
Playboy bunny shirt. What'd you say?
I said you always keep the undershirt on.
Always. I never.
That nigga trying to get that. Give me that honey love, best ass.
Right now.
You can't raw dog a T, Callie. I'm ignoring a BT. I don't know what he on.
Okay, you can raw dog a vest. Right back you got to me.
I would raw dog a vest.
If you wear a vest like that, you got to point at bitches like that.
You got to touch them on their top lip. You got to touch bitches on their top lip if you got a vest and no shirt on. Like, what's your name?
All right you there. Black bitches. Bitch! Complain all the time about don't nobody want you, don't know how to treat you. Then as soon as a man, a brother, I'll show you genuine interest. You bitches act simple.
Hey, man, wait, exhale, best ass.
All I know is the ladies be double taking when I wear my outfit. Dog. They be like, I say,
yes, nigga. They say, did that nigga say serious? They double take him? Yeah, double they like, yeah, I know he ain't put that shit on.
Every time.
That nigga showed up and waiting to exhale. John Grimes said, now that's what I'm talking about. His mama said, you can talk? He was like, Google.
Okay. We're getting sidetracked, guys.
He said, we're getting sidetracked.
He said they do a double take. They do a double take. Is that our waiter?
Okay, no. He'd be talking shit because I had my vest
crazy,
on.
Crazy, bro.
He thought I was the driver, the parker, valet no. parker. So I had a vest on. Yes,
I pulled up to club. John's show one time. He had a show at this venue on La Brea, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's standing outside. I'm not like highlighter yellow vest, right? Built into his shirt. I pulled up, he's in hand, got ready to toss it to him, realized
built
it was
into
John,
his shirt.
That was her. Hmm?
Built into his shirt?
It was attached, in a way.
I told you it was his merch. That was his.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You were selling vests, John?
It was short-lived.
But you were selling vests.
Let's
get back to focus, brother.
We're getting sidetracked.
Oh, my God.
How Wait, many merch? Did you sell?
Merch is merch, guys. Right?
Not much. Merch is merch.
Parking enforcement came. Parking enforcement came was like, you can't, right you can't wear that here. You can't.
John, I want to know how many you sold.
Yeah, man, I gotta keep track, but they still send me pictures of it. The people that bought it.
You gotta say unit price because it's two pieces together.
Do you think your business plan was enough to take the Shark Tank?
I wouldn't go to Shark Tank with it. I'd probably go to Temu. You know.
Okay. You know, live and below type shit.
Yeah, two for one. I'd probably sell them two for one, multicolor.
All right. Let's put it to a vote, man. IG followers pick your outfit and wear the same thing every day.
2022 is crazy.
I'm wearing the same thing every day.
Nah, I'm gonna let my followers pick it. I know they gonna it's gonna hey, you know, hey, I'll make a lot of money.
Okay. BT.
Some of the shit in my closet, I don't even be feeling like wearing. What if they pick a tuxedo out for a regular day? No. Black jean, black shirt, black belt, a watch, a chain, a bracelet, white forces. And that probably is. A black jacket.
That was John, all one outfit. With? That was one outfit.
Yeah, if you pick one outfit, you gotta say the outfit.
Oh, yeah, I already listed my outfit. Oh, y'all yeah,
did.
Are you still going with the vest?
Let's just see if it's after all this. Let's just see if it's.
Yeah, let's see it. Let's hear it again.
Hold on.
And list it in order of importance.
Well, obviously, the leather vest. I have a white tee. It is white
tee. He had no regrets.
Let me finish. Leather vest.
Just love this.
White tee. Rope. Two rope gold necklaces. Apple Watch. Raw denim. Jeans,
raw denim.
Nike socks, dry fit on the white Air Forces.
You gonna need that dry fit because the leather vest gonna drip down your pants.
It'll slow the sweat. It'll slow the sweat down to my feet.
For sure. Okay. Oh, I would go same outfit, white shirt, skinny black tie, tailored black suit, and
Reservoir Dogs.
Huh? Did he just look at his shoe wall to pick out the shoes?
Yeah. Yeah. I got some black boots up there that look good with jeans or slacks. So that's what I do.
Wait, so you gonna have a suit on all the time?
Mm-hmm. But I'll take the tie off and stuff it in my pocket.
This nigga, you know Mark.
That nigga Chris Gardner from Pursuit of Happiness, nigga.
This nigga then turned into Janelle Monae.
That was a crazy outfit. With the boots from Leprechaun in the Hood. That's crazy.
The pocket tie is crazy.
Janelle Monae was a reach back, but so accurate, nigga.
Yeah, you want to dress like a dick bitch.
You got to tip on the tight rope.
We're going to the next topic right after this.
You got to tip on the tight rope.
Look, don't even worry about it. Get formed. I got it. Don't trip.
Look, the gym has become a major part of my daily ritual, right? It keeps my body moving and staying strong. And that's why I love Kachava, all right? Because these travel packs are easy on the go. I throw one of these in my gym bag and I'm good to go, okay? I'm talking all of my nutrition in one pack. And since I started using Kachava, I tell you, my boosted energy is through the roof, all right? My metabolism is a lot better and your boy has gotten a lot stronger, all right? Like I said, one packet is packed with protein, fiber, and vitamins and minerals. You get your greens in there, your probiotics, your omegas, your electrolytes, and more, all right? The nutrition in here is super clean too. I'm talking no fillers in these, all right? No nonsense. No artificial flavors or colors, all right? No sweeteners. These are non-GMO, no soy, no animal products, no gluten, and no preservatives. That's what I like right there. None of that other crap, all right? So take your daily ritual with you, all right? Go to Kachava.com and use code SQUAD for 15% off your first order. That's Kachava, Kachava.com with the code SQUAD. SQUADD.
All right. The question to end all questions. Here we go. Drums or flats?
Mm-hmm. Is this even a question? Are we all black?
I can play every instrument. What are we talking about again?
Is this a chicken question?
Yeah, yes. Drums or flats. But drums or flats. I love chicken so much, I really don't give a damn what they put on the plate.
Sheldon, I'm with you, bro. I really don't care.
I promise First you don't all, care what they put on the plate.
Man. With a plate full of drums, I'm leaving.
Yo, y'all must got all y'all teeth still because at some point, it's flats. It's flats all day.
It's flats. Are they easier to chew, man?
It's easier to chew.
A bunch of drums.
Nobody orders all drums.
Nobody bring all drums.
You either do mix or you do flats.
Yeah, if you order all drums, they'll call the police because they can tell that's a code for something.
I used to be an all drums person. I'm not gonna hold you, right?
That explains the like
drums. Let me tell you why. If you eating wings, right? You got the drum, you just boom, get it. It's done. Just a quick swipe with the flats. You gotta break them up sometimes. You got the meat in between the two bones right there. It's tricky, right? Now I can do either one.
But old people teach you how to. Old people teach you how to eat it without breaking them off.
That's not what you was going to say at first. You had to stop yourself because you was going to say some wild shit.
No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
You was going to say, you got to be taught how to suck it right. That's what you was going to say, John, and you caught yourself.
That's crazy. I said crazy indictment. I reject that with all fury.
Sucking a flat with a leather vest on and then wiping your hands on it is crazy.
Sucking a flat should never be said in general. I don't know who was sucking flats. Callie, these suck flats.
How about the kitchen with two flats and bang them against each other?
Well, if you don't want to pay for your flats, you might as well suck a little flat if you at the club. That's not on your
head. Here's the thing for me. If you're talking like a leg, like a chicken leg,
mm-hmm.
I'm big chicken leg. Over a
Like, you're
thigh,
talking whole
over
chicken.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You're not eating a thigh? You're not eating a thigh as a
I'll
grown
do
man? You're
thigh.
eating
I'm
a
taking a
leg?
leg
Thigh?
over a thigh for sure.
It's leg first.
As a grown man, you're eating a leg over a
Fried
thigh.
Cali, white
Cali, watch your
bread,
mouth.
hot
Watch your mouth,
sauce.
Cali.
This is
Okay, watch your mouth.
disgusting.
Hold on, my
I mean,
mind is
listen.
blown right now. How come they don't got flats at KFC? Like
They
only
do.
flats.
It's wings.
Oh, the
It's
wing
got
is the
LaPorta. It's
flat.
got
The
this part
flat
right
is a
here.
part of the wing. Because when you said
All
drumstick,
they
I'm like,
do is
oh
break the
shit, like a
chicken up.
drumstick.
Yeah.
All they do is break that shit up.
But ain't no big flat like it's a big drumstick. That
Let's
must
go
be the
back to the
thigh.
fact that y'all are
Just
eating
the wing.
legs as
Well,
grown
that's
men.
from a full chicken. You know what I'm saying? That's from a full grown chicken.
So what are
You're
the
thinking
flats?
about the
Baby chickens?
teenage chickens.
You think the drumettes is a smaller chicken?
Yeah, you thinking about the teenage chickens.
Got it, got it. Okay, I was like, then where is the bigger
They got
flat?
scooped
Because
up
a
on the way
big
to
flat
school.
would
They
be
was like, yep,
crazy. No,
you'll do,
wait,
you'll
hold
do.
on.
Wait,
Exactly.
no, wait. We can't. No, this is people go back and watch it. No, John. That's not. The chicken leg is the chicken leg. The chicken wing has like a little drumette on it.
Got the LaPorta
Oh,
right there.
I
Because
thought
you
this drum, I
are
thought
you
the
thinking that
drum
there's
was just a
midget
small
chickens?
leg? Nigga, I thought it was just little mini chickens. Like they was killing babies.
Yeah, no,
Frying them
they
bitches
was
up.
teenage chickens. They ain't let them get fully
The
grown. Like
part,
they
listen,
don't let them get bigger.
the part of the chicken that you hold, whether it be a big drum or a little drum, that's a hand.
The wing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but it's the
Why
hand part of the wing.
didn't you just flap?
Because I'm
That's what
trying
it
to
is.
illustrate. Okay, so the leg part, when you grab a leg from an A piece, that's
You
after the
that
nigga
part, the
leg.
part that you holding, that's the foot. When you
Yeah.
doing the wing, that's
Yeah.
the hand from the deuce, the fold, the big state, the nine.
That's actually why I thought little wings was just little chickens.
You
Party
thought this
wings.
whole time.
I thought party wings was little chickens that didn't make it. Like they
I
cut
know,
them
that's
niggas
why I
off at a
stopped
certain
you, bro.
age.
That's why I stopped you. Because
But
Cali left again.
it's all in all still
no,
the same
somebody keep
bird.
calling her. That's what it is.
Okay, so here
Chewy,
we go.
I'm
Here.
disgusted. I'm disgusted. I left. I
Cali.
left.
Hold on,
Oh,
I
okay. I thought somebody
got y'all
called.
right now. Hold on. I'm gonna
Callie,
show you
show us
right
how
now.
you eat wings, Callie. Show us how you eat the
Okay,
wings.
here we go.
Damn. I'm not showing you my hands, John.
So listen,
Rub
no,
the dust off on
party wings.
the dry rub.
Party wings is right here on the screen, are not baby chickens. They come full from fully grown adult
Are you
chickens,
screen
just like
sharing?
all other chicken meat you buy in the store. The reason they look small and like baby drumsticks is
Oh.
because of how they're cut and prepared for serving. So the cuts, the whole chicken is made
Can't
up of the
see
whole
it.
chicken, except the
Yeah, we
flat,
can't see it.
the
It say he
wingette.
paused screen sharing.
Well, why did they do that?
Yeah, I
Didn't
want to see
pause
you share a picture of a wing
that.
or a drumette or a teenage elbow, whatever the fuck it
I don't know why I stopped sharing it. Okay,
That's
let me
pretty
stop and share.
crazy. Chickens are a phenomenal bird.
Did y'all see the first part though? Were y'all see the first part of it?
No.
What the hell?
I saw it.
What
We saw it
the
pop up, but we couldn't access it.
Does
hell? Yeah, it's
every
just
bird
saying.
have the
Okay,
same?
now it looks
Oh,
like it's
there
popping
it
up.
is,
There
because
it
it was
is.
from your private collection.
Got you. No, party wings are not baby chickens. They come fully grown adult from fully grown adult chickens, just like all other chicken meat you buy in the store. The reason they look small and like baby drumsticks is because how they are cut and prepared for serving.
Why is he reading it like somebody passing a book in math in school?
He did it good though. He didn't use
They
his
slid
finger or nothing.
the book over to you. Take your turn reading
So
this thing.
here it
I had
is
to
right here.
zoom
This is
in
what
on this
BT just
shit.
said. The drumette looks like a mini drumstick, but it's actually just the upper segment of an adult chicken's wing.
Damn, that bitch is
Wow.
called a drumette.
Look, hey, look, I know my chicken. Hey, no, wait, T, look up chicken leg on white bread with some hot sauce.
Oh, that's the best shit in the world right there.
That's porn.
That's like
That's
a piece of
porn. Fried
piece
chicken
of pork
leg.
chop.
They might do viewer discretion advised on that, bro.
That's like a piece of pork chop on there.
That's salacious.
So
Salacious.
everybody has a pair of black forces, huh?
Fried
Yeah,
to
I know.
Cali.
We ain't saying nothing
Cali.
about that.
Cali, you just said you ain't had no husband. You want to impress a nigga, fry the chicken, and before you make the plate, bring them that one leg on white bread with three paps of the hot sauce.
Three what?
Pap,
Put the
pap,
pap-paps
paps of
on
hot
some
sauce.
bread and put it on you and
Oh,
say, use the
yeah.
wings.
Oh, this shit look right,
I'm the
boy.
drum.
Let me get to y'all, man. Let me give it to you, man.
What the hell?
I'm salivating.
I was just going to say that nigga mouth watering on looking at the damn screen.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's the one right there. That second one right there.
Y'all know we don't have to struggle anymore, right?
Oh, we all have money. That looks so good.
You said we don't have to struggle.
We all have money.
Oh, look at that.
Damn.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
That's a little baby leg, but they still get that business.
See, they just, these little, no. See, they try to get it off with this little chicken breast. No.
That's it right there. Where you got that one you just clicked on. That's the one right there.
With the pineapple soda. Ooh.
Yeah, that's it. What kind of hot sauce is that?
That's Texas Pete. Texas Pete, go though.
Cali.
Whoever made that.
Y'all ever seen this shit? I ain't never had this hot sauce before I came out here, man.
Which one is that?
It's blurred out like it's explicit.
Why is this shit called hot pepper sauce? Very hot.
Oh, that's a Mexican food. You got to go to Ralph's, bro. You've been going to Ralph's.
This ain't my shit. This is that Latino lady house you at. I stay with my granddaddy.
You have to leave, my friend.
It's my granddaddy shit. Yeah, I got my granddaddy stay out here.
Kelly, I'm telling you.
You must be young, nigga. Nigga got granddaddy.
Right.
Yeah, man, I just turned 31.
Oh, you're a young guy.
Oh, me too.
That's dope, man.
You're 25 years.
Frank's
right. Oh, that's the one right there. Now, that's the one I'm used to. Did that nigga just go get all of his hot sauce?
We got the Frank's Red Hot. We got the original, and we got the wing sauce.
Did you got Louisiana in there? That's concerning that you used all of that for the same sample.
That's the one.
That Rooster?
That Rooster?
Okay.
Tapatio for the Mexican food. You know what I'm saying? I know about the Tapatio. Texas Pete, boy. Now, I got the Louisiana in that too, but it's only a little bit in the bottle, so I didn't want to bring it in. Like, y'all hungry ass.
That Pete all right.
The Red Rooster is the one. I grew up on Louisiana. I'm gonna say this real quick before we get up out of here and put our votes in. Callie, you was disrespectful as fuck with them legs. All right, you start with the leg. The leg is like an appetizer before you get to the rest of the chicken. Then you're gonna get you another leg, two thighs, and you're gonna finish with a leg. Then you're done.
That's it.
She said something about guys. We don't have to struggle anymore. That ain't no damn struggle,
that was
man.
Crazy. That's luxury.
Crazy. That's a beautiful man. Please, you know, you could have a Hawaiian roll.
You could choose to have a Hawaiian roll instead of that white ass bread.
You're gonna mess up the chicken.
Yeah,
a traitor.
Kelly just want to make it about the breast. That's all.
No, I don't like dry ass breasts when it comes to actual chicken. I'm eating a thigh.
Big old dry ass.
A thigh is fine, but you don't put no thigh on no bread. No. You can't even get the bite right. Listen, it's all meat. No, listen, it's not white bread, right? You put the leg in the middle. See, it gotta sit directly in the middle because when the hot sauce hit it, it drip off and slightly go through
into the bread.
And then you get a bite.
Every bite has a little drip of hot sauce on it.
So you get a hot sauce flavor all the way through.
Have you ever had a pork chop with a white piece of bread, Callie?
Yes.
It's the same thing, essentially.
Same thing.
You ain't never had it like a sandwich, old enough to eat Hawaiian rolls, and they're not that expensive.
Like,
this is where you messed up.
Talking about Hawaiian rolls.
You bit the chicken first. You got to go bottom of the bread, through the bread, hot sauce, Negro bread, bunny, one slice of Wonder Bread.
Hawaiian rolls are good for specialty meals. Thanksgiving.
Deli meat, and holidays.
Christmas, you know what I'm saying? When you got the sides to match the Hawaiian rolls, that's perfect, right? But when it's just chicken and maybe like one side like mashed potatoes, not really doing Hawaiian rolls. We ain't busting down. $9 wine rolls?
First, see, that's what's brother. Wrong with y'all. Y'all don't even be at the grocery stores like adults.
No, I know
they
where
got
you're
the four
going.
Pack.
Three bottles of hot sauce of that.
We don't need the four pack. We just need a loaf of bread from the store.
And now, just for clarity,
is equivalent to two pieces of bread. You can't
here's
do shit
thing.
With one
here's
of them little things by itself.
Thing.
Put a Swedish
here's
meatball
thing,
on it.
Right? I'm fat, right? But I'm premium fat. Y'all are poverty fat. We are different levels. I like Wagyu.
Did
I like lamb
me
chops.
Fat?
Y'all
I weigh
like struggle
155
meat.
Pounds.
What do you mean by that?
It's crazy, nigga.
They I'm, have a they
my
have
shit is
a
marble. I'm like a Wagyu cow.
They have a Hawaiian bread loaf. That bread garbage.
Garbage.
I didn't say that.
That bread garbage. Look, you gotta have.
I feel like Hawaiian bread had King
it's
Hawaiian
too sweet for me, man.
It's different just flavors. Like, that's you need to grow up, Sheldon. They got
like,
the butter
like,
flavor.
Remember when potato bread had just came out, that little yellow bread? It had a good little run. It was good, but you don't need all that sweetness. If you
yeah,
you don't
they
eat
have
all that.
Butter flavor.
Zombies.
Who buy Hawaiian bread and don't get Hawaiian bread?
Y'all
it got to be sweet. Otherwise,
just give me a white piece of bread.
White piece of bread.
I'm good.
Wonder bread.
There you
Wonder
go.
Bread. Wonder bread. With the sauce. With that sauce on it.
Mother's.
Wonder bread is good for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mother's.
Yum.
You're a terrorist. You're a full-on terrorist. Wonder bread.
You know what?
And peanut butter
this
and jelly.
Is what happens when you live in the cul-de-sac. You start acting like this, bro.
Yeah, the affluence is loud. It's real loud, yeah. Callie. It's giving. You don't give the people a Salvation Army time of year.
It's
you don't
giving
give quarters
these hands
out.
Don't do labor.
Hey, Tahir, you want to open a restaurant that just serves legs and bread?
Hey,
we legs,
nigga,
only bread.
Oh, we make a killing. We make
I'm
a killing doing that.
Fried legs and white bread.
We call it legs, bread, and hot sauce.
Now,
I'm
what about
department.
Thighs, legs, and bread? So it's still
legs
and
bread.
Thighs, legs, and bread.
We got hot
fried
sauce.
Legs and bread.
And then we got like red Kool-Aid.
I'm smuggling.
That's the only flavor y'all got is red.
And what was really going to fuck them up, you can get your shit with pickles or you can get your shit with jalapeno peppers.
Hey, let me tell you something while we talking about fat shit. Nigga, the other day I went to Cane's. Cane's be cool when it's cool. Let me tell you something what was next to the Cane's, the Chick-fil-A. I went and got Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce. Let me tell you what was next to that. A Chili's. I went in Chili's and got the pickles and Cane's with Chick-fil-A barbecue sauce. Boy!
Three restaurants into a buffet line. It's crazy.
Hey. That's dedication, nigga.
That nigga just said he went to three different restaurants.
That's rich fat. Ain't that what you said, Callie? That's rich fat. That's premium fat.
Nigga,
she said
I got marble and get my arms.
He said, you know what? I'm going to go here. But then I'm going to go here.
It's crazy.
Kane, you hearing this? You give all def all the credit. Y'all need pickles on the menu.
Kane's is a motherfucker.
Let's put it to a vote. We going on drums or flats?
Flats.
We talking about the small one. We talking about the drumettes. We talking about the drumettes.
Then I got to go flats.
I don't know.
I want to go mix. I really don't.
Yeah, think. Man. Why we can't mix them?
Hey, man. Nope. This is, would you rather? This is this or that?
Flats. Yeah, you can't
I'm not eating no plate of all drums. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about chicken, though, dog? My whole life, until I was about 22 years old, I did not know that you could choose between dark and light meat. I didn't know what that meant. I thought we always bought dark meat because we was a black family. Only when I got older and when I heard that we can get mixed
all
chicken,
right, man,
I was
this
like,
out the mud, bro. I'm out of here.
I said, what happened? What happened to let us get light chicken all of a sudden? I thought like it was a breakthrough. Like Dr. Martin Luther King came out and put the chickens dark and light together. And then I can get a mixed bucket because I ate dark my whole life, and I finally got a mixed.
You say Dr. Martin Luther Wing?
Dr. Martin Luther Wing.
Somebody came
the
through
chicken together,
and made changes, bro. I ate dark chicken my whole.
We just celebrated the second Juneteenth too.
I didn't know, bro. It took me so long to find out what they meant by dark and light.
Dr. Martin Luther.
Dream of a day with little black hands and little white hands go in the yard and eat feed together.
The breath and the thigh in unity in one bucket. Oh, in man. My Hey, I thought it was a revolution.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go all flex, and I need extra wrench.
I'm gonna go drums from Wingstop.
I'm gonna go drums.
I gotta go flex because
Wingstop ranch.
I gotta go flex with extra wrench. Oh, from you said Wingstop ranch?
Yeah.
Hold on, Shelby. Hold on. Now answer this very carefully, man, because this could determine how far our friendship goes, brother.
Which ranch nigga is he?
Which ranch?
Yes, which ranch?
Which ranch nigga are you?
Shit. Wingstop ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Buffalo Wild Wing is
Wait,
decent.
You eat at Buffalo Wild Wing? All right, man. Listen, man. We want to thank our special guests for coming through. Shout out to Sheldon Calhoun. Shout out to John Grimes. Shout out to BT Kingsley, Callie Scott. I'm to hear more, man. I'm sorry y'all had to hear that. Y'all be good. We'll see y'all next week in another episode of Versus. Peace.
What do you say, baby?
This nigga said Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hey, man, they decent, man.
They are. Right. Buffalo Wild Wings is better than Wingstop? In any way, shape, form, or fashion?
I do, actually. Hell yeah. I absolutely do. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Wingstop, they wings be too dry.
We asked about ranch, and nobody asked you to slander Wingstop.
BT, your phone is frozen. I don't know if that's on purpose.
I think he's just in disbelief. He was shocked. That's all that was. He was shocked. At what Whoa.
Callie, I agree with you. We asked about ranch, and that's what we were supposed to be talking about. But I was just taken aback that somebody actually eats at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he said, your response was, it's decent. It's not better than Wingstop. You said Wingstop ranch, their wings be dry.
A little bit, yeah, they're a little dry.
What
you
flavor
know what? I haven't had the one out here in California, man. You know what I'm saying? It might be a little different. It may differ from state to state.
Is it your first day in
Uncle
Cali?
Remus, no. Bro.
I just haven't had Wingstop out here.
Uncle Remus has, for those that don't know, it has the candy glaze on top of it.
It does.
It is like if fried chicken was dipped in Jell-O and then let
now, you ain't got to take it that far to here. Don't take it that far now. It's not like that. You know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying. It can be a
you think
abundance.
The crunch is from the fried chicken, but the crunch is from the candy coated syrup that they put.
That's so nasty. That is so nasty.
Fighting someone.
I said,
Have you had Remus?
I've had it 3 times. Okay. And each time I went into a diabetic because there's so much sugar that even the insulin couldn't balance it out. It's too sweet, bro.
That's hilarious.
And it's a problem because nobody's talking about this in Chicago. Y'all just going about your business like it's good. It's not.
It's a lot of amputees in Chicago. Y'all had to get Big Mama House.
The number of ramps that I saw in Chicago, all it's over that city.
Decent amount, you know.
It was so many ramps and so many lifts.
They sell wheelchairs at the restaurant.
They had more handicap entrances than
regular. You know what, man? Enough about Uncle Remus, man. Let's talk about some other shit.
All right, y'all. We gotta go and talk to y'all in a minute.